As Bhagavan, controlling everything with His majesty. Some they were caught by the majesty, they live there in that current, incurring current, in the lower position, the majesty controlling everything. Charm also, there is majesty for splendor, grand, all these things. Then if we can pass away that, we can find the sweet way, the land of mercy, love, affection, spontaneous relationship, that is parabhumpaya tabhijaya tadupari goloka vrindava. More deeper relationship with the prime cause. The cause is beautiful and they are controlled by the affection and the love, the land of love, Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Parabhum Tavijaya Tadupari Gorok Vrindavan. That the grand, the majesty, all these things comes lower. Bhagavan Bhajanuyabhuna Vishishta. What is the real characteristic of the center? It's a charm. You can capture everything. The taste, the inner existence within us, the taste, that is captured by Him. If anyone comes in connection, he wants to surrender to Himself, that beautiful attractor, all attractor. By His beauty and the charm and the peculiar nature of love and affection. The charm of everything, that is the real acquaintance of the center. Bhagavan means not Aishwarya. Aishwarya samagrasya, virjasya jasasastriya, jnana vairagyaschaiva, sannam bhaga itingana. Bhaga means these six things. And one who is a possessor of these six things is Bhagavan. What is there? Aishwarya, majesty, samagrasya, saraishwarya, virja, power, jasasa, fame, sriya, beauty, sriya, gyan, knowledge, and vairagya, indifference. Who can command of all these things as His potency, He is Bhagavan. Was the Narayana, the controller of the hemisphere. But if we back to dive deep into His nature, we shall find He is the charmer. The main qualification in Him, that whoever comes in His connection, He surrenders to Him. And His charm, he forgets His own self in His service. Self-forgetfulness, the totality, become as one in His family. Do not want to maintain His separate existence. Become one to enter into in His own family matter. Not any separate interest he wants to keep. That is Bhagavan. Brahmeti paramatmeti Bhagavan. Brahma all accommodating, vidura kasthaya, the background of everything. Brahma, paramatma, the all-controller, who is controlling from within. From within, whatever we can conceive, He is within that, and from there He is controlling. Paramatma, Brahma Paramatma, Bhagavan, who is the object of our life. Fulfillment of our life is Bhagavan. In the first stage, the creator, the sustainer, and the destroyer, everything in His hand, and in His inner self, we find He is eternal and He is the center of the mom and other things. Is Krishna all attractor and giving satisfaction to every atom in this world. We are concerned with that. Mahaprabhu specially recommended that aspect of the Supreme to approach in a proper way. Krishna, Vrindavan. An artificial quarrel between Sivas Pandit and Sivas Pandit began to talk much about the majesty of Narayana. And Swarup Damodar came to remind him, Sivas, you don't remember the Vrindavan majesty? Every sand, particle of sand, every tree, every creeper can produce so many majestic worlds you are talking of, Vaikuntha. In a part of Vrindavan, so many Vaikunthas are found. Kalpataru, the majesty they neglect. In Vrindavan, they are fond of simplicity, simple beauty. That is far more tasteful. And they are disgusted with your majestic and grand conception of things, this gold, the jewelry, and other grandeur. They hate it. They are hungering and living a very simple life with the trees and the creatures. But those trees and the creatures, creepers, if they like, they can create so many gems and jewels and gold and other grand things. Inherent, their inherent power is such that they can create your Vaikuntha Parampara, but they do not like. The simple life is there, and they relish it very much in Vrindavan. The land, the creeper, the river, the mountain, all these natural things, they relish very much. It is not that they are in front of this grandeur and grandness, but they have it.
নিশ্চয় এবং সকালে দেখি আপিসে আসবার আগে গেলেই ভালো, দেরি না করে যাবে সঙ্গে একে নিয়ে তখন পদবাবুকে নিয়ে যাবে দশ মিনিটের বদল হিডেন ট্রেজার ইজ কামিং ফ্রম হামবার্গ টু ক্যালকাটা
জলশ্রিত আর জলপুত্র, দি নেম অফ দি শিপ জলপুত্র, দ্যাট ক্যারেজ স্বামী মহারাজ টু দি ওয়েস্ট। That is expected to reach Calcutta very soon with 1,200 hidden treasures. Sweet absolute in Gita. Sweet absolute background of Bhagavad Gita. Gita Amritam. Why Gita is Amrita? Gita Amrita. Nectar. All the Upanishads like so many cow. And the cow boy is milking. Milk. And Arjun is mere calf. And the scholars, they have to drink that milk, nectar, drawn from the Upanishad by the cowboy, Gopala Nandana. Cowboy is milking the cow and producing the milk to the devotees. But that drink, that is Gita. Hidden treasure. I am everything of you. I am your home guardian. You are my family. All within my family, you are my own. I am yours. Such intimate relationship between us. All the misunderstanding has kept you far, far away. What enemy is the misunderstanding? Maya, misunderstanding, misconception. And that is born of separate interest, ego. Egos must be dissolved and you are at home. For the ego has made you separate from me. Vidyati is Jayagranthi. And that ego, that black box, that must be broken. And you are with me. And my men will do all these things. Only your consent is necessary. You try to want it sincerely. Then everything will be done by me. Only your consent, inner consent, sincere consent. I don't want to make you say devoid of your freedom, then you are a dead matter, no concern. But you must be a living agent. At the same time, you should give me consent that I am everything in you. The black box I shall break. I shall then break it and you will find where you are. Saranagati Sarandar. My Yogamaya will perform everything on my behalf and on your behalf also. Only your conscience. Laudra Matta Mudra Mekalang. To get me the price, only price is Laudra, your sincere willingness, desire, lulam, lobe. Yes, I I very tasteful. Yes, my taste is there, yet inner taste and the consent accordingly. Only want and you will have. If you want sincerely, you will have. Everything will be done on your behalf from me, by my persons. This is Sharanagati, and this is the way to Krishna. Very easy, very difficult. Sahaja, most natural. Misunderstanding something, foreign genius, misunderstanding. That is coming, going. But proper knowledge, that is self-evident. Not to create. It is there, all along. All the shed has covered it. As shed will be removed, yes, it is there. Laudam matta muddhami kalam, only single price. What is that? Your sincere desire, inner taste. You want me, I am at your beck and call. You are so dear, all so dear to me. Between me and the other things, the relationship is very sweet. But on the misunderstanding, Maya, inconceivable, that has made us far, far. Very peculiar. So, the rishis, a group of rishis, they wanted to satisfy that misunderstanding. You please be satisfied with me by my worship and clear off. Let me have my own. They tried to worship Shakti, the potency of misunderstanding. Please clear off. Be propitiated with and be clear. Let me have my own. Shakti Puja, the worship of the potency of Maya or misunderstanding, to satisfy her. So that she may withdraw, and then I can have my own.
My name is Rishikesh. From Mayapur, Maharaj.
Rishikesh.
From Mayapur.
Bhaktivedanta Swami's disciple.
Same with him. But it may be easily approachable. Take course, that course, especially in Kali Yuga, unfavorable age. The name, sound, nearest to you. Here, sound is the most subtle production of ether, most subtle. And their sound is the most gross. Through sound we enter other aspects. So that is near to this gross world, sound. The color is, the figure is within the sound, and the paraphernalia are all within the land of sound. And then Lila within, sound in the outer skull, outskirts. In Vaikuntha, Sattva, Nanma Samana, Antakaran Suddhatam, Apikam, Suddhi Jantakarani, Rupa Shasphuranam Bhavati, Spurite Charupi, Gunanam Shuranam, Tatu Parikara Vaisishtam, Tatu Lidaya. First sound, then figure, then quality, then paraphernalia, then the pastives. And you will find yourself within that compact, the flow of duty. Krishna, the attractor of all, absolute attractor, sun attracting the earth and so many planets, and the whole solar system attracted by something. In this way, in the gross world, in the conscious world also, so many attractions. Externally, in the family, in the club, clan, nationality, attraction. So attraction in the pure conscious world, attraction. Spirit attracting spirit, soul attracting soul. So attractor of everything, gross, subtle, spirit, everything, attraction, center of attraction. Physically it is known attraction by the sun of the planet, and when that is spiritually thought, that is the affection, attraction. With life becomes affection and love. Physical attraction and the spiritual feeling, that is love. So all attractors giving the shape of the cosmos. Adjustment at the center, the attraction, proportionate attraction, gives us the adjusted system. Attraction proportionately produces system. Affection is itself tasteful. It is tasteful. So attraction, the center of attraction, is automatically tasteful. highest state, center of highest state, center of all attraction, means center of the highest taste, automatically. Krishna attracts and gives satisfaction as a reaction. Attraction and affection. Commonwealth, British Commonwealth, that was the name. But the members of Commonwealth strongly opposed that name, British. No, British, what must be withdrawn, and then the simple Commonwealth. What to do? British had to accept that. So what was British Commonwealth previously, now that has become only Commonwealth. So Commonwealth, Krishna Commonwealth, Commonwealth. All interest in one. Adjustment system, friendly relationship with one another, independence and also dependence together. Independence of service, individuality, keeping individual position to become one, to live in one system, keeping individual independence. If individual independence is gone, then impersonalism, mayavad. But in Vaishnava religion, the independence of personality is retained and still merged in common interest with leader. And that is not less important, surrender. Total surrender. But still, the individuality is maintained. He may be a dust of the sand or a creeper, whatever may be, an insect, a worm, a tree, but individuality is there. But all towards the end, towards the center. A system, parts so many parts, but joined in common interest, organic whole. Krishna Shakti. The potency, the owner of the potency, guide of the potency. Right, potency is indifferent. When any service comes to it, potency is light, gets energy to work. Some service should be offered, and then you feel it will be active, potency, enjoyer, the guide, the enjoyer. That is the fulfillment of potency. Potency cannot stand itself independent, incomplete. It presupposes something else. Everything presupposes consciousness. What is potency? That is also part of consciousness. Anandam, ecstasy, wrath, joy. That is everything. Sukhru Krishna Kari Sukha Sadhan. The joyful Lord is experiencing his joyful life. The organic whole represented like that. The joyful Lord, very joyous, and he is experiencing his joyful pastimes. And we are all within that. We are also in that harmony. Every part has got its duty, and at the same time, the remuneration. Good fulfillment in terms of ecstasy. And that ecstasy, that again produces dutifulness by Sivasa. Das kari betan mori deha primadhan. Accept my service and give me the remuneration that I can serve you more and more. That sort of remuneration. Neither rest nor any special independent enjoyment. That is the normal organic whole. Every part is perfectly loyal to the center. And the center is also very benevolent, extremely benevolent to maintain the part, the system, not only absorbing energy for himself. He is also distributed, just as the heart is drawing water, fills the water, fills the blood from all parts of the body, and then again sending the flow of blood to every corner of the body. The flow of blood, pushing blood to every corner of the body, and again drawing and supplying. So anandam, the rasam, that is the remuneration, sending and drawing more energy, service, organic whole. But this material example is rather suicidal to the spiritual conception of things. This is and this is dead. Material example, more or less, blasphemy to the spiritual happenings. But only to make it any way of understanding we are using. Analogy, material analogy. But material example is suicidal. We want to get out of the material conception of the world. It is automatic, it is self-evident. Spontaneous. Life giving. Charming. Astonishing. Krishna is so full, absolute, and when he comes to give himself totally to us, when he approaches us as the lost servant, such as the lost servant, becomes Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Deva. Krishna searching himself and wanting to distribute himself to the lost servant. The searching after the lost servant. You are my own, where you are. The absolute sweetness is searching after his servant. Disintegrated parts. Where are you? I am here. Where are you? Where are you, my friends? Where are you? In searching mode he becomes Gauranga. Searching. He himself searching. Searching himself in the mood of Radharani. And the searching his lost servants at the same time come to me. He is Gauranga. Our real necessity with fallen soul, our more necessity is with him. My Lord searching for me. So affectionately for lost servants. Our own concern with him to join his campaign to help him to search his lost servant by taking the name through the medium of the sound. Through the medium of the sound. Searching. Answer also coming through the sound. Krishna, yes, I am here. The symptom. When one is saying Krishna, they can know such, oh, he is here. Come. The king is in position of a beggar, who is possessor of everything. He is in need of searching his friends out to beg mercy from the servant. Oh, let me come to me. The king out of throne on the street, searching for the servants lost. How it is? The object of service, search himself, has come down on the street, searching for his servants that are lost. What more do you want? If we come to such a Lord, what more we can want if we have him. So interested in me, my Lord, my fortune. Such a friend, where should we get? And Nityananda is another step of development in that sort. Those that revolt, we won't go. We want to go to hit him, to beat him, and he will be beaten. And with the blood oozing, he will come to appear. Oh, does not matter you have beaten me, but you come to my Lord, take the name, come. No harm that you have given me a good blessing, does not matter. But you come, my Lord is searching for you. My Lord is searching for you. Come, come. A revolting class. that is approached by me. We want to go home. If anyone comes with that proposal, we shall give him a good lesson, teach him a good lesson to him. To just succeed Nityananda Prabhu is going to say. It is Audi. In Christ also, we find a strong faith for the truth, unseen truth, though it is not so developed form, the conception of the heart of the truth, not in a very developed form, but a faith, something else, no interest in this world, something noble, something high, is there for which we can sacrifice very easily all our achievement here, including so many affectionate relationship with this world. We can all sacrifice for the attainment of the highest end of life. This is nothing. At every cost, search for that. A strong faith in his example throne.